The Mitchell's Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11.
And we've got one more candidate joining us this hour on Zoom, and it's Michael Grout, who's running as a candidate down in the borough of Queenscliff, and I believe he's with us on the line now. Michael, good morning. How are you? If you can unmute yourself, then we'll be able to hear you there.
Yeah, how's that?
Good, that's much better. Thank you very much.
Doesn't it?
It certainly does. Look, thank you so much for being on the program. Give us a thumbnail sketch as to who you are and why you're running for the borough of Queenscliff.
Sure, and can I first say thanks for having me on and compliment you on that Mitchell's Front Page.
Thank you.
I reckon that's a great initiative, and it's great, good for democracy. It's terrific to have an opportunity like this to be able to put up a statement and a bit of background. So to why I'm running, it's broadly for the community and for our environment, which for me means maintaining financial viability in our independent little borough, means uniting our community to act on climate change, supporting local business, looking after our environment, caring for people's well-being, and protecting our wonderful cultural and built heritage here.
Have you run for political office before?
No, I haven't. No. So this is a very exciting first campaign. Been running hard for about 4 weeks. Weekends don't happen anymore.
And what a time to be campaigning in the middle of a pandemic. I mean, of course, someone has to campaign because the elections are still going ahead, but it's obviously a bit different to previous elections.
Yeah. I thought that I would be door knocking and meeting people and asking people what their issues were, and we haven't been able to do that. But Mitchell, you'll be very excited to know that I've become an expert on Facebook. My 30-year-old son has pushed me into Facebook and Instagram, so we have a growing support base on our social media, and I've been trying to develop my photography skills so that we can really target the campaign to local issues.
And it does seem like there's quite a few candidates running for the borough this time around. Do you have any ideas on why that might be?
I don't think... there's 11 candidates running. 4 years ago, there were 11 candidates.
Hmm.
I think we only have 5 spots on our council. We are only a small electorate, but having 5 spots actually makes for quite a competitive scenario every 4 years. There's a wealth of talent in our town, as I'm sure you're aware. So there'll always be, I think, pretty good people putting themselves forward for election to the council.
And you get 5 councillors down there. And, of course, up here where we are in Brownville Ward, we've got 3 councillors to cover the whole area. So why does the borough seem more politically engaged, do you think? I mean, you managed to get 11 candidates to stand in that very small, independent little borough, as you said. It seems like people down that way are very passionate about the future of the area.
Yeah, and look, we always have been here. And I think if you want to ask the people in Ocean Grove and Port Arlington and St Leonard that question, they would probably suggest that it would be that they would like to be in the borough. We are much closer to our council because our councillors live amongst us. We're not removed from where decision making happens, and I think that accessibility is really good for the democracy in this little bit of the world. It's a lighthouse of how people can manage their own affairs.
And how's the current council going in your view?
Okay, last 4 years, there's been some good things, but there's also been some not so good things. In particular, we've had a fracturing of communication with the community, and there's been a loss of trust. But I'd rather focus on more recent times. The last few months, we've seen a big change with a new CEO and new mayor. And those changes have been for the good. So we've seen much better communication, better transparency, and we're getting some jobs done. And I think that's quite evident to people in town. We see the Avenue of Honour trees being replanted. We're seeing some more street planting. The South Hesse Street project is progressing. And I'm keen to bring more impetus to keep some of these improvements going.
And what's the first thing that you'd like to do? If you were elected, what would be the first order of business? What would be the first thing you'd try and improve around the borough?
Yeah, I think there's three pretty important issues straight up. So I won't put them in any particular order. I think financial viability is always an issue for the small borough. And we have taken a bit of a hit on revenue. Caravan parks are being closed. And that's a significant portion of revenue. Obviously, the rate base is the biggest. But also in the COVID times, our council has been pretty good at tenants in the council buildings. So there's been a reduction in rental for our local organisations in council buildings. So we are taking a hit to finances. We've got to keep an eye on those. The community wellbeing is probably the hot issue right at the moment because of COVID. We have to navigate the health and economic impacts of that, and especially with our businesses. We really do need to keep a main street and to keep a prosperous and active main street. Acting on climate change is, looking a bit further out, is the big issue for all of us. And I think there's a great opportunity to work with our community here and do some really good things in an emergency response plan.
What can the borough do in terms of climate responses? Are there any sort of quick things that you think could be done straight away that would achieve big results?
Quick things. I think I'd be more...
Or is it more of a long-term thing?
Yeah, I'd be more inclined to work on... It. If you do quick things, that's a great recipe for stuffing up and not taking a community with you. And I think sometimes our councils in the past have been a little bit guilty of grabbing some grant money and then trying to fit community needs and thinking into that into the grant money. And I think we do need to spend a bit more time up front doing some planning with our community. And a good example of that is going to be on the climate action. I know the council is already putting in place a process for engaging the community in developing an action plan on how we can integrate response to the climate change in all of the things that we do on council.
And in terms of tourism, that does seem to be another issue that a lot of people are interested in. For example, how do you get vehicles to stop that are coming through from the ferry or to the ferry and get people to check out Queenscliff? But do you have any other visions in terms of how you could incentivise more tourism down that way?
Yeah, we're seen as a bit of a tourist town, aren't we?
Yes.
Look, there's some things we can do to help ourselves too. And right at the moment, how we can help ourselves is to shop local. And we really have to support our businesses by shopping local. I know I've been guilty of, at times, getting more and more stuff from the supermarkets in Drysdale and Ocean Grove. But really, in the last few months, I've been much more conscious of going into the local grocers and the local butcher and supporting our businesses. Tourism is important for our prosperity, and there are some things we can do, but mostly it's going to be through the regional approach, so partnering up with our regions in order to develop a better marketing program for what we have on offer here. The sorts of things we can do in our own town that's within our influence is, get the main streets looking as good as we can get them. You know, that probably means a little bit more green rather than grey in our main streets. We can do things like we can actually clean the pavements of the main street in summer when people are here, so the experience of being in the main street is more pleasant. There are some small things which can actually be little gains on the big win.
Well, finally, three questions we ask of everyone running for local government. Question number one, what are your politics? Do you have any political leanings? Are you a member of any political parties?
I have political leanings and I vote, as I hope you do, Mitchell, at every election. But I've never, ever been a member of a political party. And I'll underline that, never, ever. Okay? So I'm not supported by a political party in this campaign. I am supported by a whole lot of local people.
Yes. Question two, do you live within the borough, which I'm guessing you do because it's pretty hard to run if you don't, unless you've got a business there?
Yes, and I've lived very happily with a gorgeous wife here for 30 years, and our four children all grow up here and went to school here, yep.
And final question, your elevator pitch, just talk directly to the voters or the people that are on the website or on the radio listening. Why should people vote one for you when the ballot packs come out next week?
Because I'm a balanced and sensible person. I understand our council, and I really value the independence that we have and we've worked for. I'm going to keep the. I'm going to help the council and community develop and implement a climate response plan. I'm going to support our businesses. I'm going to look after our environment. I'm going to ensure that we continue to care for the well-being of people here, and I'm going to work to protect our cultural and built heritage.
Well, thank you very much for being on the program. Best of luck with the campaign. Looking forward to seeing you at our candidates forum next week.
Yeah, thanks, Mitchell. And I hope all of these interviews just sort of merge into one that the message that some of us are saying does sort of resonate with people. But really, thanks so much for giving us this opportunity.
No, my pleasure. Thank you very much, Michael Grout, joining us there, candidate for the Borough of Queenscliff.
The Mitchell's Front Page podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11. Or search for Mitchell's Front Page on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.